Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves, because that's our commitment to you. Our commitment is that you are able to get out there and call in and talk on as many radio stations as possible. It's right about 200 right now. It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
And for those that listened last week, there's a lot of stations that only carry us on Saturday evenings, or Sunday evenings, or both, or, you know, any variety thereof. We've got weeknight affiliates, we've got weekend affiliates, and I bet you heard a completely different show than the normal. Captain, what was it like last weekend?
Oh, my gosh. It was, well, the thing I missed the most was just being able to take calls.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to call this show Free Talk Live without callers, so
it does sound rather hollow.
We did our best. We had, you know, probably, I think we had three hosts every night just to make sure that we had a variety of, you know, personalities and people bringing in different stories and that kind of a thing to keep things rolling.
2 weeks ago, on Tuesday of the week before last, the Federal Bureau of Investigations busted into the studio and destroyed things, maliciously pulled wires out, and basically just took us off the air. And
the terrorists attack,
yeah,
as I like to call
it. It was the raid that could have been a telephone call. And, yeah, not a surprise. They seem to wander through here whenever they darned well feel like it. And, heck, if you're not going to file civil lawsuits against them for it, why wouldn't they? So they did it, and we're trying to put things back together. Our main host, Ian Freeman, who, if you've listened to the show very often, you certainly are familiar with him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He is in the pokey right now, and I don't know when he's going to get out, honestly. His lawyer's asking for bail, but haven't gotten it yet.
And the judge said she would make her decision expeditiously. I did sit in on the bail hearing via Zoom, which had roughly 60 people attending.
Yeah.
I'm assuming most of them were within our community. There was, of course, a bunch of, you know, agents and that kind of a thing, but I think that something like 30 of them were
friends, you know, went to the school committee meetings, and they spoke their mind, and I really appreciate their speeches. Like, they really nailed the committees to the wall, and they're not learning. These people don't get it. Like, you know, just trying to control people. I don't think really anyone understands. But like, now they're like, now they're saying on the news, like, you can't even get heart surgery unless you have a vaccine. Or like, you know, that's crazy.
That's nutty.
That is crazy. Sorry, guys. Had some technical difficulties. So yeah, crazy news out there. And whether it be COVID related or apparently some, you know, alleged false flags. Did you guys hear about?
No, let's have them. I heard about those.
I think the guy was a little bit crazy, but
the guy in D.C.?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the bomb around the Library of Congress?
Was that where it was? I didn't know where.
Yeah.
Did the FBI actually build this bomb and give it to the guy after hand selecting him? He has an IQ of like 48, and is this one of those things again?
He didn't seem too bright.
Of course he didn't.
You know, I did watch. Apparently, he was doing some live streaming from his truck. So I did watch one of the clips. I can't play it on the air. It's just there's too many profanities in it, but yeah, I guess they took him into custody, so if there was a bomb there, he didn't trigger it.
I'm actually not kind of surprised at this. I'm actually surprised that like things like this haven't occurred further. I'm not saying I'm promoting it or anything like that, but I'm surprised, like, you know, the other countries haven't actually attacked us yet. Like, you know, I don't know, like, we've been attacking them. I mean, I would be surprised if they, you know, stayed, not staged, I would say, like, actually came and attacked us, because, you know, I won't say we. I don't want to put me in that we. The United States government is going overseas and destroying not just families, just lives in general and communities. And I think they have all the motivation to come here and do that. And just to see that people are going crazy here, you know, and going on their Twitter and live streaming and stuff. It's just really telling.
It is amazing how little, you know, actual terrorism there has been inside the United States, given its decades-long history of bombing people who are innocent in other places, in the Middle East specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And every time that there is some sort of incident, it's 99 times out of 100, it's the FBI that's put it together.
Oh, almost always. Well, it was that way with the first, at least the first World Trade Center bombing back in the 90s.
In 93,
In 93, yeah. That came out. The guy who built that bomb, he built it as a training and instructional bomb for the FBI. They supplied all the materials to him and everything. He was one of the world's most expert bomb builders. They told him how big they wanted it to be. He built it, and he assured he made them assure him a few times. Now, you want this to be real? Because I can make a dummy that's every bit as real as a real
one. Missing one component type of thing. Yeah,
and they said, nope, we want the real thing. Make a real one. And that's what they gave him. And next thing you know, it was used to blow up the parking garage underneath the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I mean Muslims did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there have been a ton of these things. The last I heard was several years ago, there were at least 200 cases of some dupe that the FBI talked into becoming their next bomber of the moment, and then that way they can bust them and say, oh, we stopped a terrorist that they created from, like, the word go, basically.
Yeah, we could put together a greatest hits album of it at this point.
Right.
I mean, my favorite one, my number one on the greatest hits album is the during the Zuccotti Park thing in 2011, all the Occupy Wall Street time, you know, it was spreading all over the United States and the world, everybody's doing Occupy Wall Street. I heard on the news, and this went right down the memory hole, but I heard on the news, this is when I lived in New York, anarchists from Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Were arrested right outside of Cuyahoga Park or something like that on the way into Ohio, hundreds of miles from here.
Yeah.
And they were going to bomb a bridge.
Oh,
well,
come on.
Time, I knew, like, every anarchist, I think I still know basically every anarchist in Keene, New Hampshire, and I called up here to find out, hey, do you know who these anarchists from Keene,
New Hampshire? Yeah, seen them before.
Yeah, and that story
disappeared. They could have been left anarchists or something.
We know them, too. I mean, it's a small little teeny town. We know most of the the weirdos. We know all of them.
A lot of the lefties are pretty secretive and, like, really tight-knit groups and stuff, so I have a little bit of doubt there. I mean, you know, benefit of the doubt there, but...
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's like, yeah, there's 20,000 people here. You do know a lot of the people in this town, but you don't know everybody.
It's just funny to me that, you know, even 2011, we were seen as a pain in the side of statism in, you know, New Hampshire for sure. And next thing you know, it's anarchists from Keene, New Hampshire. Who's the first people you're going to think of?
Well, in this case, I don't know if this guy describes himself as an anarchist. I suspect he doesn't, based on what he said. Mm. This is a report from the-sun.com. The suspect who shut down the U.S. Capitol on Thursday. No, it wasn't the suspect. It was the government that shut down. Let's just be clear. Has surrendered to police after unleashing an anti-Biden rant on Facebook Live and posing with his finger on the button of a device. Floyd Ray Roseberry, age 49, said in the clip he posted online, quote, "We got a few options here, Joe. You shoot me, 2.5 blocks are going with me. And then you're talking about a revolution," he said, while sitting in his truck. According to The Sun, there's a photograph of him in the truck with a bunch of dollar bills scattered all about on the ground, which is interesting.
The FBI payoff. What's the cost of rent to low IQ redneck these days?
He added, "I love this land. The South is coming for you. The revolution is on," he said.
Come on.
Police did not immediately know whether there were explosives in the vehicle, but Roseberry told police that he had a bomb. Law enforcement said he later surrendered, crawling out of the truck, and was in custody as of this afternoon following a four-hour standoff. Police confirmed there was an active bomb threat as of about 10:30 this morning. Officers had observed the man sitting in a black pickup truck outside the Library of Congress holding what appeared to be a detonator. An eyewitness told The Independent, quote, "I was walking on that block because that's where I go to class. He was shouting that he had a bomb, and then he threw money out the side of the truck." Unquote. While police continued negotiations, video surfaced of Roseberry on Facebook Live threatening explosions, making anti-government threats, and talking about Afghanistan, healthcare, and the military.
what was the money to, like, attract people to the area? To...
That would work.
Yeah, but you're not going to get, like, politicians. Where it's going to be plenty, yeah.
603-283-6160, you want to weigh in on the alleged bomber? We still haven't heard whether or not he did have a bomb or not, but he is now apparently in custody. Was he an FBI plant? This is Free Talk Live.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free, too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, open phones. If you want to join us, the number for you is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. 6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian,
Matt,
and Joa.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We are talking about probably one of the bigger headlines of the day, which is this guy in Washington, D.C., who drove his truck up on a curb and proceeded to shout to passersby, allegedly, that he has a bomb, or in this case had one, because he has since been arrested without any sort of explosion. Thankfully, I mean, I don't want to see violence. And whether or not he really had a bomb, that information has not come out. So the police have not revealed whether or not his claim was true. He did have what some people thought was some sort of a detonator and was throwing money at one point, dollar bills, out from his truck as people were passing by, according to the-sun.com. Of course, our immediate speculation was, is this guy an FBI agent? Is he a false flag? Is this, you know, just another excuse for the government to crack down on gun owners or truck owners or, you know, Southerners? Because he claimed to be, you know, he's like saying things like the South will rise again or whatever.
Must be white people.
Could be. Well,
Yeah, white people. That's right, white people.
There have been statements recently by the Department of Homeland Security that apparently alleged threats are up as the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
Oh, I'm sure it has everything to do with 9/11.
It's coming soon.
Certainly.
And I don't know if you guys heard about this, but they basically they categorize people who are critical of COVID in with the groups of potential bombers, basically.
Yeah, the terrorists.
And there was a notice of some sort that went out to local police departments from the Department of Homeland Security that made headlines a few, like a week ago or something like that. I had it here. See if I can find it.
But these are the same people that were preemptively striking countries, you know. But, you know, if you question the vaccine or mask, you're on this, you know, terrorist watch list or something. But they actually have been dropping bombs.
Correct.
So who's the real threat here, you know?
That's a great point. I mean, to me, the threat is clearly the federal and state governments. I mean, these are people who are constantly arresting peaceful people, putting people behind bars. You've got a friend who may be trying to contact us here tonight, Joa, that will tell us
yes.
A similar story, being completely peaceful and yet ending up in handcuffs. So the summary, by the way, here of terrorism threat to the U.S. homeland. I have the release from the Department of Homeland Security released on Friday the 13th, so I can share that with you. But let's talk a little bit more about the alleged bomber that was in D.C. today. His name is Roseberry, apparently, and according to the-sun.com, Floyd Ray Roseberry, age 49, was...
Oh, he's got three names.
Well, yeah. they always give all three names when somebody is a criminal suspect because they don't want to confuse you with Floyd John Roseberry.
No, that's how they do it. I just thought they did it with, like, serial killers and stuff,
So he said, "I love this land. The South is coming for you. The revolution is on," he said in his truck, again, streaming on Facebook. Police didn't know whether there were explosives in the vehicle. An eyewitness, we read that part. He said Democrats need to step down, and also said that he loves President Biden. Facebook removed the videos a few hours after they were apparently filmed, but I think some people did download them, thankfully. So I always hate it when Facebook and YouTube seem to play cover-up for the government and remove people's videos
after they've
been accused of something.
So he was saying that he actually liked Biden.
He said he loved him, apparently.
Yeah, it seems like maybe this guy was kind of a kook and stuff, and that, you know, he was pushing the propaganda the opposite way to make them look bad. I don't know. Like, it's just pretty stupid. You don't think you're ever going to get away with this. I mean, if he really was going to do it, he would have done it.
Yeah. Roseberry didn't appear to have a specific demand for law enforcement other than to speak with the president. Videos posted to his Facebook before the page was taken down appears to show Roseberry at the November 14th rally, attended by thousands of Trump supporters to protest what they claimed was a stolen election. One video appears to be filmed by Roseberry as he's marching with a crowd of hundreds of people carrying American flags and Trump flags and shouting, "Stop the steal." Roseberry's ex-wife, Crystal, says she's never known him to have explosives, but he was an avid collector of firearms. The episode began at about 9:15 this morning when the truck drove up on the sidewalk outside the library. Driver told the responding officer that he had a bomb and was holding what the officer believed to be a detonator. The truck had no license plates, and when law enforcement noticed it in the morning, authorities reported the possible bomb threat over police radios. Reporters on the scene saw police cars, an armored truck, etc., speeding towards the political hub. The suspect was communicating with cops via a dry erase board.
You know,
that's a new one.
The fact that he got so close is just shows how, like, you know, unsecured this country is. If they, you know,
yeah, just drive up on the sidewalk.
Yeah, but he got pretty close, right?
I guess. I mean, I see a building in the background of the photos. So, anyway, House and Senate were not in session at the time when the bomb threat was underway. And it goes on here, talking about apparently it was months after a pipe bomb was left at the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee and the RNC. Also, same day, they shut down Times Square today on a suspected bomb threat. There was a so-called suspicious package.
Oh, great. Now they're just going to say bomb threat all the time, and they're going to shut everything down because bomb threat. Everywhere's a bomb threat.
I mean, I don't know about you, but like when I was in high school, they constantly had like these like escalated moments of bomb threats, and like they had always they made it seem like it was real, and it ended up being like a box of cell phones that they had to destroy and all this stuff. But like, I feel like there's this like wicked hysteria going on, and they always try to find an excuse to use their equipments and stuff. You know,
sure, you know, I want to know if the government shut down all the stores in Basra due to bomb threats.
At Iraq,
yeah, or
great point.
Fallujah. I wonder if they shut down all those businesses for bomb threats.
Oh, no.
I remember when they shut down downtown Keene for a bomb threat.
Oh, ridiculous.
Do you know what? You don't remember this?
No.
This was several
Please
years
tell
ago.
Me, though.
I think you were living in at least the area at the time. But I'd heard that downtown was shut down around the courthouse due to a suspicious backpack behind the court building. And so they shut down however many blocks that they shut down and evacuated and brought the bomb team in from Concord, because you got to come in from Concord. There's not one in Keene. So they brought the bomb squad in. They ended up determining that the backpack was full of beer.
So it's a typical New Hampshire backpack. Then.
So what had happened was dude was going to court, because at the time court was in that particular building. They had it in the same building as City Hall. And he was going to court, and you don't want to bring your beer into court. So he had his beer, left it outside the courthouse, stashed it outside the courthouse.
Okay, that's somebody, the most New Hampshire story I've heard.
Somebody came along and called the cops or whatever, and then all of a sudden downtown shut down. So yeah, these guys love to overreact to things and go crazy and, you know, bring out all their toys and their tools.
It's for our safety. They think that we view them that way, though. They think that people look at them as like, oh, thank God they, you know.
It's there like are people who look at them.
I know, but they're
back
so
blue.
It's so few. It's fewer and fewer all the time. And
that's true.
And now you got cops putting, you know, their big drug bust of 1/8 of weed and $300 and some pipe on Facebook all the time, and they just get riddled for it all the time.
And this is the reason why they use these excuses to get their tanks too. You know.
All right, we got more coming up here. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up what you want. This is free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three fully vaccinated U.S. senators are in isolation at their homes after testing positive for COVID-19. They are Mississippi Republican Roger Wicker, Maine Independent Senator August King, and Colorado Democrat Senator John Hickenlooper. All three lawmakers reported getting tested after experiencing mild symptoms. Regarding these breakthrough cases, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Marty McCrary reminds us,
this is something I think we've not mentally come to accept as a society. We've been trying to achieve COVID elimination, and eradication is just not going to be possible. We're going to see breakthrough infections. They will be mild. Hopefully, we're going to see better therapeutics in the fall. Help us with that.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby admitted on Thursday that the U.S. government doesn't know how many Americans are in Afghanistan. USA Radio News. President Biden says he's directing the Department of Education to use its legal authority against governors who are attempting to block and intimidate local school districts from requiring students and teachers to wear masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis believes President Biden is obsessed with the mask issue.
You gotta wonder, where are your priorities that you're so obsessed with this issue and so obsessed with taking away parents' rights, and you're letting Afghanistan burn, our border burn, and so many other things in our country fall to pieces?
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The National Weather Service is predicting Tropical Storm Henri will grow to hurricane strength by Friday. The storm is currently about 800 miles south of Nantucket, Massachusetts, strengthening as it moves closer to the United States eastern seaboard. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The number here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You can go to Bitcoin.com and learn the basics about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency in general. And that's a good plan because, well, crypto is likely with us for the rest of our lives. I mean, it's going to be a thing for a long time. And that's because it changes fundamentally the way money works, the way to think about finance, and it's huge, some of the changes that Bitcoin has brought to us that we're only just now starting to really get a grasp on. And so it's important for you to get a grasp on the basics. Go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and you can learn the basics there over at Bitcoin.com. If you don't need the basics, if you're old school and you want to get the latest news headlines, you can get those too over at news.bitcoin.com. We go to a little bit more here because we've been talking about this guy in the truck in D.C. who allegedly had a bomb today. It still hasn't been confirmed whether or not there was a bomb in the truck, whether we'll ever hear whether there was or not. Whether we can believe them as to whether there was or not is a whole other question. Whether we can believe if this guy was legit or a federal agent. Maybe he himself is, you know, a false flag, as some would say. That
just an actor?
Just somebody that they hired, or a federal agent. Somebody that they hired to pretend to be South will rise again, kind of redneck, angry at Joe Biden,
yeah,
and then use that as an excuse to bring in more federal troops to D.C. or whatever. You know,
but are those guys still there?
I think most of them have gone home at this point, but, I mean, they brought them in once. They can bring them back.
Yeah, Meal Team 6. You see how fat some of those people were?
Yeah, they really
unbelievable.
Were.
Like, I'm curious to the correlation to what he was doing, and, like, maybe if it was a stage event, like, where is the connection there? Because then, I want to know where, if it was staged, the government's motivation for this to happen at this time. I mean, maybe just
well, domestic terrorism threats. Yeah. I mean, there's issued on Friday the 13th a bulletin from the National Terrorism Advisory System from Department of Homeland Security, DHS.gov. Summary of terrorism threat to the U.S. homeland. The Secretary of Homeland Security has issued a new National Terrorism Advisory System bulletin regarding the current heightened threat environment across the United States. The homeland continues to face a diverse, which I always think of like Nazi Germany.
When they say the homeland?
Terminology.
Yeah.
I got skeeved out the first time I ever heard them say homeland. Yeah. I was like, oh.
And it still feels the same way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Still gross.
It still continues to face a diverse and challenging threat environment leading up to and following the 20th anniversary of September 11th of the attacks, as well as religious holidays, we assess could serve as a catalyst for acts of targeted violence. These threats include those posed by domestic terrorists, individuals and groups engaged in grievance-based violence, and those inspired or motivated by foreign terrorists and other malign foreign influences. These actors are increasingly exploiting online forums to influence and spread violent extremist narratives and promote violent activity. Such threats are also exacerbated by impacts of the ongoing global pandemic, including grievances over public health safety measures and perceived government restrictions.
Yeah, don't go to online forums. No, stick to the Zuckerberg
right.
Facebook platforms. That way they can see everything you do and they can filter it and censor you.
Yeah. So that's basically their summary. The alert continues to go on and get more detailed. They're expecting through the remainder of 2021 these extremists and anti-government, anti-authority, violent extremists will remain a national threat priority. And so this will justify, right? So the fact that a week after, not even a week, after they released this notice, some redneck is in, you know, D.C. with an alleged bomb screaming out his window and throwing cash around.
So timely.
It's just, you know, it's awfully coincidental.
Mm-hmm. So, don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but sometimes it's a conspiracy.
Like, you guys remember, like, the Pizzagate incident?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And then an FBI agent's son got a little radical. And this is, like, the hype of the AR-15, like, talk about banning and stuff like that. Well, he went out there with an AR-15, shot one single shot. He went to the restaurant, shot one shot through the storage door, which ended up going through the hard drive of the main computer that had all the video footage.
Really?
What? I didn't hear
great
that
detail.
Aim.
I never heard that detail. I heard that they a guy with a gun outside of the pizza place, but I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a total cover-up.
Absolutely. And what was the footage that was allegedly on the hard drive?
Well, I mean, a lot of rumors are out there that, you know, they were, you know, kidnapping kids, you know, doing all kinds of horrible things to children.
But the government wasn't going to do anything about those rumors, so the footage wasn't in jeopardy of being confiscated at any
point. It certainly was the Clintons' favorite place to eat.
There's no doubt. I mean, there's some interesting allegations about that bar, but the Clintons aren't going to go and send the police to investigate the pizza place.
No,
I mean,
the Clintons have professional hitmen who just, like, infiltrate and get whatever they want.
So, like, there was no chance that if that pizza place was as politically connected as it seemed to be, and, you know, anybody that looked into it could see that the owner of that pizza place had deep political roots
John
in the
Podesta's
Democratic
favorite
Party.
Place to eat.
Yeah. He had deep political connections, no doubt about it. So the idea that they would ever be in some sort of threat of a police raid is absurd. I mean, they're protected. So why would that information have come out about that hard drive? I mean, how did you get that information?
This was public. This was on the mainstream news.
It's just weird that that would have even have been mentioned.
You think it would have blown up, right? Like about all these like specific details. But yeah. I remember when it happened and. It didn't really go national.
What was the context, though, as far as, I mean, obviously I'm asking
like
you to remember
strange
something.
FBI agent's son went out there with an AR-15 to, you know, I guess cause havoc or whatever his intention was. But it just seemed like a false flag. Like, they, you know, that single shot that he fired.
But that's my question. And obviously I'm asking you to remember something you haven't read for years
or
whatever.
Years, yeah.
But was it mentioned in the context of police attempted to investigate and get footage of the man shooting the gun, but it happened to shoot the hard drive of the, you know, like, why would they have even mentioned that? That seems like such an irrelevant case detail.
I don't think so. I mean, if there was a reporter somewhere that wanted to report something they thought was important and just get it out, just so at least it hit the streets and hit the ears of people one time before they got, you know, it got erased.
And not for nothing, they're pretty open about a lot of things that they're doing. And, like, this is just kind of rubbing it in everyone's face at the time.
Yeah, the owner of that pizza place made some very disturbing public posts on his Instagram.
James Alifantis.
That was his name. And very, very disturbing. And anyone could go and see them. They were archived. And if you want to dig into that, we did a 3-hour-long episode about that once on Free Talk Live. Very, very strange stuff going on. But obviously protected. And so presuming that they were, you know, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, brazen enough to actually record footage of whatever horrors that might have gone on, there's no chance.
Well, they definitely do that. That's what gets used for political blackmail.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, you've got something like that, you don't have to pay a dime. You own a politician for life.
Which is why there's no chance any cops are going to be raiding that place. If they are indeed as politically protected as they seem to be. So if you want to weigh in, you can here, 603-283-6160. We're talking about the Department of Homeland Security releasing a notice saying that they're going to be at heightened levels of threat levels due to so-called domestic terrorists, which I've speculated here that one of the reasons they might be bringing troops home from Afghanistan is to put them in the streets here in the United States. Now, whether that be to enforce COVID restrictions like they're doing in Australia or to crack down on so-called domestic terror, they are definitely going to have some extra troops around.
I think they're going to have a really, really bad time if they do that. I know a good number of war veterans, and they are basically all, they've all seen it from the inside. We'll say that much.
Well, are they back? Because, like, the people that, these troops that were there, they seem very well conditioned, maybe, right? And they were able to even just cooperate with the Taliban. And, like, now, you know, they've been corrupted. I'm not saying that all of them are bad, but, like, if you've been in it this long,
there are some. I mean, I'm sure they all have dossiers. You know, they all know what they think. And, you know, like, the schmucks that raided our house back in March, they were all absolute order followers. But that should not be thought to be the norm, I don't think. There's a lot of very, very angry veterans out there.
Well, I'm glad they're home.
Well, we're talking about the active troops. Yeah. You know, they tend to do what they're told. But there's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. You got us. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in here and join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you, you've got me, Ian,
Matt,
and Joe.
And we've been talking about the guy in the truck in D.C. Apparently the bomb threat, or the alleged bomb in Times Square, they are claiming it wasn't a bomb. So you can go back to Times Square in case you actually want to be in New York City for some reason, which I don't know why anybody who loves freedom would want to set foot into New York City at this point. Although, there is news out of New York City that I brought in here tonight. And then coming up, Matt, you've got a protest that's of interest. We'll talk about that. It's happening tomorrow. But in New York City, it ain't over yet. Businesses are now suing the mayor's office in New York. New York businesses, just a couple of days, or I think it was like the next day, after the so-called Key to NYC scheme kicked off, a restaurant association brought lawsuits against the new mandate, which will require people to have a vaccine, at least one, in order to go indoors and do basically anything within the city limits of New York.
I cannot believe in a city in the world where there are, it's probably the first or second highest population of Jews, that they're allowing this papers, please, crap to happen.
I suspect...
I hope that whole community absolutely goes nuts about this.
I suspect they will. There was a story, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but it was in my show prep recently, that did a breakdown of the areas and the demographics in New York City as far as who actually has the vaccine. So if you look at Manhattan, it's like over 90%, like 99% have been vaccinated. If you look at the areas where more black people live and more Hasidic Jews live, it's like 20% or less. Is
Crown Point, forget about it. Yeah. They're going to look at that and say, no way.
Yeah.
No
and way. And so it was the Hasidic Jews, the blacks, and then a group of conservatives on one of the islands, apparently. That these were the three groups in New York City that they're saying no.
Do we really believe these numbers, though, that they're coming out with, like, how many people have been vaccinated?
It's almost impossible to believe anything you see.
I don't know. These numbers seem very exaggerated because, I don't know, there's a lot of resistance, at least on social media. Most of the comments are against this. And I guess those who are going along with it are just sitting home watching TV and not doing social media arguing. I don't know.
Well, now, wait a minute. I mean, you're on social media, you're more likely to encounter people like you, right? Like, you have friendships with people, and so you're more likely to see their posts, and you're more likely to see the things that you and those people are interested in. So, to some extent, it creates an echo chamber. You're likely not going to be in the pro-vaccine groups, right?
Well, like, I mean, I'm talking about, like, WMUR here locally, that I'll go in there, and most of the comments are definitely not in favor of these things.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, and it just, like, I think it's just all lies. I think they're completely inflating everything.
And they're so, you know, I think it's a massive marketing game. Realistically, if what I think it is true, it's an act of war. It's literally an act of war against the people's treason. And I think what they've got is a massive campaign to talk total garbage about what, hey, this is what everybody's doing. Look at everybody doing this. They're not.
You know how many articles I've seen that are like titled or just explained that, oh, I got fully vaccinated, I still got COVID and died. And like, I'm like, do you guys not get it yet? Like, are you really believing this right now? And like, the last dying words were, everyone should still get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Yeah, there have been a lot of people who have been reporting on social media that loved ones who've gotten the vaccine have gotten ill immediately or shortly thereafter, who had been otherwise healthy prior to that, who are young enough to where it's unusual for them to fall ill.
Yeah, I watched somebody sent me a video to watch. It was a podcast of a bunch of doctors in Germany and Canada and America, and they were talking about how somebody did the homework. Like, it went back to like 2017. Anthony Fauci had been working on this back then, and they were using remdesivir as a treatment, and it was basically killing people in the tests. So instead of, you know, putting the kibosh on that as a treatment, the United States government bought the entire national supply of remdesivir in storage, waiting for apparently this to happen. And sure enough, when they started treating people with it in the United States for COVID, guess what? Their kidneys shut down, and next thing you know, they're dying, and they're blaming it on pneumonia because their lungs are filling up with water. It looked like pneumonia, kind of, on an X-ray, but it turns out that it wasn't pneumonia. It was just water in the lungs because their kidneys weren't getting rid of any of the water in their bodies.
Well, the good news out of New York City, according to dailymail.co.uk, is that business owners are suing the mayor over the city's new, quote, arbitrary and capricious, unquote, vaccine requirements that will force them to check the vaccine status of every single indoor customer. And I will add, check IDs as well. So the requirement is that you show ID and
so here comes the registration.
The vaccine status. Restaurants and gyms throughout the city argue the rules are unfair because they don't apply to other indoor spaces where people congregate for long periods of time. Well, that's not the best way to argue this, but that's what they're arguing, saying that because grocery stores are still allowing, you know, they're not included in the list of businesses. So the list includes like things like indoor restaurants, gyms, theaters, anything where you would go and do a thing that's fun, as opposed to it's quote-unquote essential businesses like grocery stores. So technically, grocery stores are still allowed to let in the unvaccinated. So they're using that as one of their reasons as to why this is an unfair law. De Blasio's controversial Key to NYC scheme officially kicked off August 17th, marking the U.S.'s first rule separating the vaccinated and unvaccinated in day-to-day life. Cities like New Orleans and San Francisco, as we've reported here, have since followed suit with similar mandates, although San Francisco's is more restrictive. Los Angeles County is more restrictive than New York because New York requires just one vaccination. Los Angeles County is requiring two. And I think they're closing off more businesses in Los Angeles to the unvaccinated. New York's rules require staff and customers at dining, entertainment, and fitness venues to have at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine to enter indoor spaces. Enforcement, however, will not begin for another 25 days. So they're not sending the goon squad around quite yet to issue summonses and fines. That will begin September 13th. Wednesday afternoon, fast food restaurants in Manhattan were not yet asking for CDC vaccination cards or the Excelsior Pass, which is the New York State, I believe, created thing that people can download or whatever. And the AMC Village 7 movie theater in the East Village also had not been checking. The lawsuit was filed Tuesday at 7 p.m. Richmond County Supreme Court on behalf of a newly formed group called the Independent Restaurant Owners Association Rescue, which includes gyms and dining establishments in the city. Quote, there are many other venues that involve groups of unassociated people interacting for a substantial period of time, such as grocery stores, pharmacies, hair salons, churches, office buildings, schools, healthcare facilities, etc., and yet these venues will not require the vaccination of all workers and patrons. De Blasio's mandate also makes no exceptions for those who can't or shouldn't get the vaccine, the lawsuit adds. So if you are medically accepted, you're still not allowed to go into these places.
You know, like, so the psychopaths are writing these laws. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But it really comes down to enforcement. Are these cops really going to go along with this? Are
they, yes. Why wouldn't they?
I mean,
cops are, New York City.
They're awful order followers. They have been since the day they were born. They are impossible to reason with. They are certain that they are right about everything. And they are certain that following orders is the patriotic thing to do.
I mean, I've seen the video from France with the police going around checking vaccine passes of people outdoors.
I saw some Australian cops pepper spray a 12-year-old for not wearing a mask today.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I saw that, too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're not wearing a mask? Here, I'm going to make sure you can't breathe. You know?
Yeah, I saw him holding, I think it was also Australia, holding down a young person and allegedly force vaccinating.
Oh,
as well.
Force vaccinating.
Well, they're telling the students that they have to vaccinate if they want to go back to school in Australia.
So don't go.
Well, that's the solution, obviously. But they're running 24,000 what they call Year 12 students through a stadium in Sydney over the last week or so.
That's psychotic.
4,000 per day. We talked about it a few days ago. It's one of the creepiest things. They've literally converted an entire stadium that hasn't had a concert since February of 2020. And so this is their way to make money, right? They get in with the government and get all this, you know, COVID money coming into them. And then they literally have, like, hundreds of chairs socially distanced, separated from one another in, like, the entryway area, like the place you would walk into the stadium and there would normally be vendors or whatever. It's just all chairs now with a bunch of teenagers seated in them waiting their turn.
Yeah, nowadays,
get vaccinated.
You know, taxation is just cattle funding their own slaughter at this point.
Yeah, it's sad stuff. But it's not just going to be Australia. Oh, no. Headline now, L.A. County School District is mandating COVID vaccines for K-12 kids. So it's coming here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You knew that was going to happen, right? We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number two is on the way.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.